3. Institutions are a pillar of the FWBO. Some of you, of course, might be surprised to learn that institutions are a pillar of the FWBO. After all, in some quarters nowadays, institution, the word institution, is regarded almost as a dirty word, rather like the words discipline or obedience and so on. When institutions are mentioned, we tend to think of prisons and mental hospitals. We tend to think of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. But this word institution is not necessarily a dirty word. It's a quite innocent little word, we may say. A quite nice little word. According to the dictionary, it is an organization or establishment founded for a specific purpose, such as a hospital, church, company, or college. Institution, thus, is quite a neutral word, like the word organization. There's no need for us to be afraid of it. No need for us to be afraid of using this word, institution. And as we can see from the examples given by the dictionary, institutions are of many different kinds. There are probably hundreds, even thousands, of different kinds of institutions. We could even say that society to which we belong, in the midst of which we live, is made up of institutions of various kinds. Without institutions, society could hardly exist. Without institutions, human beings, even, could hardly exist. Human beings have various specific purposes, as the dictionary says. They want to, for instance, acquire knowledge, or they want to be cured of disease, but they cannot achieve that particular purpose in isolation. They cannot achieve it by themselves. So what do? They band together. They cooperate. They found an organization or an institution. Most people belong to or make use of quite a number of organizations or institutions. So next time you feel tempted to knock organizations as such, just make a list of all those organizations, all those institutions to which you yourself actually do belong. You might be surprised how long the list was. But organizations or institutions are principally of two kinds. We may call these two kinds the mundane and the spiritual. Mundane institutions are those institutions whose specific purpose is mundane, and spiritual institutions are those whose specific purpose is spiritual. Some institutions are, of course, partly mundane and partly spiritual. That is to say, they fulfill both purposes to some extent, to some degree. It's important, however, to remember that mundane institutions are not necessarily bad. They may indeed provide the basis, the necessary basis, for spiritual institutions, or at least they may make it easier for spiritual institutions to function. Again, this is not to say that some mundane institutions may not be even wholly bad. Mundane institutions, we may say, belong to the lower evolution. Spiritual institutions belong to the higher evolution. Mundane institutions enable one to develop as a healthy, happy group member. Ideally, that is. Spiritual institutions enable one to develop as an individual, not as what we may call an individual in isolation, but rather as an individual in cooperation, even an individual in community, an individual in spiritual community, an individual existing intrinsically in spiritual community. So those institutions that are pillars of the FWBO are spiritual institutions. And at present, there are mainly three such institutions within the context of the FWPO. Of course, Rajna Guna referred to them, perhaps a little apprehensively, in the course of his introduction. There's the public centre, there's the residential spiritual community, and there's the team-based right livelihood business, the famous three C's. They're not, of course, mutually exclusive. One and the same person can belong to any two of them, or even to all three, and can belong in varying degrees. The specific purpose of the public centre is to be a meeting point between the FWBO and the outside world, in particular between order members and the outside world. At the centre, the public centre, members of the public can come in contact with the ideas of Buddhism, ideas that may well change their lives. At the centre, they can start learning some of the practices of Buddhism, especially can start learning meditation. They can start making friends with spiritually like-minded people. The specific purpose of the residential spiritual community is to provide a positive alternative to the family, whether nuclear or extended. It is to provide a situation in which spiritually like-minded people can live together in a way that is expressive of Buddhist values. Live together in a situation in which they can intensify their friendships, a situation in which they can deepen their experience of the Dharma, especially their experience of going for refuge. The specific purpose of the team-based right livelihood business is to enable people to support themselves in an ethical manner. It is to help people develop spiritually through the experience of work, especially through the experience of working together. And it is also to make a profit that can be given to the movement as dana. Now today, I'm not going to say anything more about these three institutions of ours. Most of you are sufficiently familiar with them already, both in theory and practice. I just want to make two or three general points. We need these institutions. We need our centres, our communities, and what used to be called our co-ops. And we need them because we need other people, and because other people need us. As you all know, who've made the attempt seriously, it is not easy to lead the spiritual life, that best life, that brahmacharya of which the Buddha spoke. It's not an easy life. It's not easy to develop as an individual. It's not easy to be a true Buddhist. We need the help and the cooperation of others who are trying to do the same thing. We need to meet with one another in our centres. We need to live with one another in our communities. And we need to work with one another in our team-based right livelihood businesses. In a sense, we have no choice. It is not that we are free either to live in institutions or not to live in institutions, just as we please. The only choice we have is whether to live more in mundane institutions or more in spiritual institutions. If we want to develop as individuals, we will choose to live more in spiritual institutions. We shall try, in fact, to live in them as much as we possibly can. If we choose, whether consciously or by default, not to live in spiritual institutions, we shall unavoidably live in mundane institutions and be influenced by mundane institutions and be conditioned by them. So let us not listen to those for whom institution is necessarily a dirty word. Let us take no notice of those who knock institutions as such. Let us live in centres, communities and co-ops as much as we can. Let us rejoice in the merits of our centres, communities and co-ops. Let us appreciate them. Let us be proud of them. Let us realise that institutions, spiritual institutions, are one of the pillars of the FWPO.